Interpretation. Salvador Dali was an extremely ambitious man. Although he appeared eccentric, to say the least, his diaries show the extent to which he applied strategy to get what he wanted. Languishing in Spain early on in his career, he saw the importance of capturing the Paris art world, the center of the modern art movement, if he were to rise to the heights of fame. And if he were to make it in Paris, his name would have to be attached to some kind of movement. That would demonstrate his avant-garde status and give him free publicity. Considering the nature of his work and paranoid critical method, surrealism was the only logical choice. Of course, it helped that Dali's good friend Buñuel was already a member of the group, and that his lover, Gala, was also the wife of Paul Éluard, one of Surrealism's principal authors and thinkers. Through Buñuel, Gala and a few others, people Dali called messengers and porters, he spread his name strategically throughout Paris and aimed himself directly at Breton. In truth, Dali despised any kind of organized group and actively disliked Breton, but both could be useful to him. By insinuating his presence through others and suggesting that he was a surrealist avant la lettre, he cleverly managed to get Breton to invite him into the group. Now, as an insider, Dali could continue to wage his insidious war. At first, he made a show of being a loyal member of the group, the platform from which he spent several years winning over Paris. The surrealists were grateful for the new life he had given them. But in reality, he was using their name and presence to propel his career. Then, once his fame was secure, he proceeded to dynamite the group from the inside. The weaker the surrealists were internally, the more he could dominate them publicly. Dali deliberately chose Hitler and Lenin as images he knew would disgust many. That would both bring out Breton's totalitarian side and cause a major split among the members. Dali's performance at the meeting to expel him was a surrealist masterpiece in itself and a strategic blow to any vestiges of group unity. Finally, when the movement was riven with division, he scampered off to New York to complete his campaign. Appropriating the name of surrealism for himself, he would go down in history as its most famous member, far more famous than Breton. It is hard to make your way in the world alone. Alliances can help, but if you are starting out, it is hard to get the right people interested in an alliance with you. There is nothing in it for them. The wisest strategy is often to join the group that can best serve your long-term interests, or the one with which you have the most affinity. Instead of trying to conquer this group from the outside, you burrow your way into it. As an insider, you can gather valuable information about how it functions, and particularly about its members' hypocrisies and weaknesses, knowledge you can use to wage insidious intra-organizational warfare. From the inside, you can divide and conquer. Remember, your advantage here is that, unlike the other members, you have no sentimental attachment to the group. Your only allegiance is to yourself. That gives you the freedom you need to make the manipulative and destructive maneuvers that will propel you to the fore at the other's expense.